Welcome to Niggas Eatin', a tastefully offensive podcast with your hosts, Temmie and
Rory. Why did you say your name? Did we switch again?
Yeah, I thought the whole bit was trying to get back to the original way to do it.
Oh.
So what's up, Rory? How's work?
We're not talking about that, because by the time this episode airs, I probably won't be...
Was that in the meeting?
No, there's not going to be a meeting.
Is there a follow-up to that?
No.
That was the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounded like you had a little pregnant pause, because, you know, sometimes you do that.
I can't get people pregnant.
Yeah, you can.
I can.
Exactly. What?
You said a pregnant pause. I was just, you know.
And you were like, I can't get people pregnant?
I said I can get people pregnant.
Oh, it sounded
this
like
is a very virile, you know. Chode.
Maybe it's because we didn't fight before this. This isn't working, because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You just check Twitter.
Jesus Christ.
That'll get us fighting.
Check Twitter. Why? What happened?
I tweeted, hey, everybody, pray for @itzebra's ears, because whatever he's watching is literally shaking the whole apartment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't home, so
right,
enjoyed the volume at the level that I care for. Which, by the way, how was Black is King? Because I noticed you had that cranked up to 76. I didn't say anything, but it was just like, this nigga talking about me always with the audio. But you fucking cranked that shit up.
Yeah, but that's Beyonce.
And how was it?
I mean, it was a thing that happened.
Uh-huh.
Shouts out to Jen for directing. Shouts out to Malik for shooting. Shouts out to Christian for lighting. I don't think AJ was on this one. He was second unit for parts of Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah. Is that a watch or what?
I watched it, yeah.
I mean, is it a... You know what? That's a stupid question. Is it a recommendation?
I mean, whoever's going to watch it has already watched it. And if they're not going to watch it, then they're not going to watch it. Unless they're you, who's, you know, so old that you have to catch up.
It'll be the end of 2021. Hey, Rory, if you're right.
Black if is the world is still around.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, that drum beat kind of slowed down a little bit.
Oh, really? Have you been on the New York subway where nobody's wearing their masks and it's back to full capacity?
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, but have you been on the train with that?
On Sunday.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And in the supermarket where somebody was picking their nose and touching the...
merchandise?
You know?
The food.
The produce.
The produce.
Not just like a box. Sealed package. No.
Yeah, no.
Some fucking produce. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, that's why you have to, when you get home, you have to wash it in a little hot water and vinegar. Mm-hmm. I think it's vinegar. Tommy wants to get out.
Too bad for him, huh?
When this episode is like...
Police! Help! Police!
Yeah, Black is King was a thing that happened. Mm-hmm. It doesn't deserve the discourse that it is getting, so we're just going to move on to the next topic.
Okay.
Moesha's on Netflix.
Yeah, the rest of the Black shows are coming. You want to hear my conspiracy? It's not a conspiracy. So, you know, the first thing I heard about was that they're bringing all those UPN shows. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, okay, this is the perfect time because it's a distraction so that Black people can feel a sense of comfort.
Before and representation?
Sure. Nostalgia, though. Yeah. So it's like more of like reflecting on past representation to distract from the coming election. And again, to like reinforce that, you know, the... protests that happened over the summer.
That are still happening.
That are still actively happening. But how we can put that all in the past, because we can look in our past and see how great it was and go back to some other quote-unquote golden age of television. Which isn't the case, because it's just the fact that, you know, Netflix is very good at sniping Black executives from every other company.
ABC.
Yeah, every other company. And then the influence that they can, you know, I guess attract at Netflix was probably a deal in the making for maybe a year. So, you know.
Well, the thing is that apparently Moesha's canceled.
You mean Brandy?
No, Moesha, the TV show, is canceled because Gen Z was like, she's such a bad person. She's problematic and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay. It's so something 90s. Not real. So,
right,
okay,
right, right, right.
Whatever.
But yeah. The other thing is that it's interesting how representation matters kind of erases representation. Because it's a very big thing on Twitter where it's just like, this movie, you know, this Lena Waithe movie, whatever it is, I've never seen a black schoolgirl before on television. And it's just like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Like a school-aged girl, you mean?
Like a school-aged black girl. I've never seen a coming-of-age story about a black girl. And it's just like, where the fuck have you been? I mean, I know you were probably born
in 2002.
Right. But you can't just be claiming shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, are they American?
Yeah.
So you can claim shit.
Yeah, but
can't
like,
you?
I mean, not your parents, but like, your sisters watch it and stuff like that. Like,
we watched
like
Moesha. And all we said was, yeah, Moesha. I remember that. We liked that show.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not looking into whatever Gen Z's issue is in terms
with
of
not understanding the history. Like,
it
doesn't exist.
Is there an example of what, like, they're canceling Moesha for?
Well, I mean, there was the homophobic episode. She just like jumps
every
headlong.
Single 90s show, right. Every single show and movie into that. I watched Soul Plane 2 weeks ago. Yeah. That shit does not I mean, obviously,
what were you going to say? That shit does not fly?
Fly, yeah. No.
You should have committed to the joke.
Pun intended.
Please just commit to the joke.
But like, seriously, all over the place, there's like horrible stereotypes about black. Like, the whole thing is a send up on stereotypes about black people.
But it's stereotypical in the same. Is he having his cake and eating it too?
Right. Man. So it's like, you know, that was 2006 or 4 or whatever. So it's mm-hmm. like, you know, even so kind of the whole, I agree that there's kind of a.
You can't cancel a show that's been canceled.
That's why when you said it was canceled, I'm like, what do you like? I thought you were talking about Brandy because she, you know,
she hit that. What?
Okay. All right.
Like, play the theme song. Wait.
Like Caitlyn Jenner.
What's the time code? Insert Paul Haggis's or
oh my God.
David Cronenberg's Crash.
You stupid yes. son of a bitch. Yes.
We're going to do it.
Oh, God.
Or the punk with Brandy when she's like, they simulate.
There's a punk with Brandy?
I think they simulate the car crash or that she crashed a car and then she's like,
oh, that's not funny. That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's one of the best memes.
That's so fucked
she
up.
She like falls into the grass like, oh, and they run out, you're punk. Fucking ass and bitch.
But if we're going along bad punked, they should punk
one.
Kevin Hart with a prostitute in his room.
Is that?
When he cheated on his wife, his pregnant wife.
Oh,
remember
okay.
That?
Yeah. That's not like a
recent, yeah.
That's not a trans joke.
No.
Okay. Well, because you know
oh,
like
you mean
those
like
comedians?
Eddie Murphy
yeah.
and Hugh Grant?
And
no,
Octavia
no.
Saint-Laurent.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I'm just
I mean, it's not
sure.
2005, so.
I'm just making sure.
Okay.
I just want to put on record. What time are we at? I just want to put it on the record that for the audience, if my voice sounds any different, it's because I'm not using the loud mic.
Go ahead.
Timmy has been blaming me for being loud and obnoxious, which I feel like is anti-gay on some level. And it turns out that his mic has been busted and my mic has been fine.
See how you revise that?
How did I revise it? What did I revise?
No, the mic's not busted. This is just a louder mic.
Right. So,
and by the way, you're actually still louder right now.
We're going to have to see the receipts on that.
I'll turn it around. You want
to
see?
Insert the photo of Trump handing the graph to the man.
What?
You didn't see that?
Nah, you know I didn't see it.
Oh, he's being interviewed by one of those original colonizers of the English-speaking persuasion. I don't know if he's like English or Scottish or he could be Australian for all I know. And he's like, look at these charts. It's like my first Microsoft, you know, Excel chart.
Like a basic ass pie chart.
It's like
shit.
It's literally like colors, and it's literally like when you
graphs
open up the
bars.
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's handing him this chart. That's going to be the waveform. That's not a waveform. I'm a filmmaker. Oh my God.
Yeah. See, stick to the visuals. You're very good at those. Like, you're so good at those, man.
What is that called? The Hertz bar.
A sound wave?
Is that what that graph is called? The little where you try to keep it at like 12 decibels or whatever, that little
So, I've been watching Killing Eve. I think I have a problem right now.
A listening problem, a hearing problem. Bazinga!
You had a great day, didn't you? Somehow you had a great fucking day. It's amazing compared to 2 weeks ago, but like, wow, you are right as rain, totally normal.
It did rain.
No, it stormed, man. Did you see the trees outside?
I did.
That shit got knocked down. But I've been watching Killing Eve. It's that BBC show with Sandra Oh about a MI6 agent tracking a serial killer, assassin, psychopath. And it's pretty good. People were right, apparently.
Well, you'll find out how right they were. You don't even know why they're right.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but I mean, it was spoiled for me, not that I care about.
Oh.
Killing Eve.
Interesting. I thought you were just saying some shit.
It's a representation matter film that kind of sidelines representation matter a couple of seasons in or something, I guess, the last season and a half or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's a good form of escapism and entertainment right now. Because I'm having trouble sleeping. That's more of where I was coming from.
Do you have some milk of magnesia?
I don't.
I hear that works.
Cool. Tried melatonin. I don't like that. The dreams aren't good, and I wake up feeling that the dream happened.
That's so weird. I don't have dreams. I mean, I do, because I'm not a psychopath.
Isn't that more weird?
I don't remember my dreams at all.
Okay, remembering dreams.
That's
is
what
different.
I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I remember my dreams now. But the thing is, though, even if I don't remember the dream, I remember whatever state it's in, and it's usually in a state of anxiousness or, great vibe. So when I wake up in the drowsiness, I still feel like I'm in the dream, and whatever emotions that I was running through in the dream, they're very present. And it makes the mornings terrible, which then I make bad decisions like ordering McDonald's and, you know, going to work to play video games.
Speaking of ordering food.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
I don't know. I'm in like this mood where I'm going to quit my job. It's just a matter of time.
I'm going to quit my job. Yeah, I'm going to quit my job.
And the prospects of a new job are not looking very good.
No, they're not.
So I'm trying to bide my time until November so I can show proof of employment to like, you know, the next landlord and then quit and then just whatever. But
ladies and gentlemen, Tommy the Cat, everybody.
Can you hear him?
Oh, I can hear him. He's fine.
And I'm trying to make better life decisions, but I feel like I should celebrate this decision to quit my job. So I want to order something tonight.
Great. I support your decision.
Yeah. Tubby Hook has tres leches, but they probably don't.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about that? That's a cool story.
Which one?
Your struggles.
I mean, you know, it's a dark spot in the world. It's literally the worst. So, you know, I love Tres Leches cake, and I live in an area with lots of options for Tres Leches cake, and I've kind of mapped out the good and the bad ones. You know, the bad ones being a little more processed and mealy because the milk sits a little too long. You know, Tres Leches, three milks. There's one place that I haven't had a chance to try yet, and every time I order, they always say they have tres leches, and then they call 10 minutes after I make the order and tell me they're out of tres leches, and I ordered the cheesecake one time. It was phenomenal. Probably the second best in the area besides Capital Diner. So after three different times of ordering from this place, because they just have like Philly cheesesteaks, and it's like, sure, Philly cheesesteak, but I'm trying to get the tres leches cake. Mm-hmm. And the last time I ordered, they called again. Sorry, no tres leches. I'm like, what's the deal? Where is the cake? Do you have cake? Do you never have the tres leches cake?
Cake, cake, cake.
Right. And they're like, oh, well, it goes fast. I'm like, oh, it goes fast, so it's good, right? They're like, yeah, it's pretty good. We only get a couple slices. I'm like, when do you get it? They're like, Mondays. And it's been 3 weeks. I haven't gone. But I know I'm going to fucking walk there on a Monday morning and get my tres leches cake. There's the story.
Yeah, and congratulations on your plan. That dumpling place is going to close, and we're going to go.
Do you remember the name of the dumpling place?
Apparently it's famous. I don't know.
Why did that come up? That was probably the strangest text message you've sent me.
Well,
we don't discuss food like that. And you have no interest in going anywhere specifically for food, which is so surprising.
Well, it's closing and it was on Twitter. And I was like, oh, Timmy likes dumplings. So let me be a good friend and send him that his dumpling spot is closing. And now I get attacked on the fucking podcast.
Hey, chill out. Don't make it sound like I'm fucking attacking you. And what did I say? I said, yes, let's go, right?
You said thumbs down. And then an hour later, you said...
You texted something first.
I said, do you want to go?
Uh-huh.
An hour later. And then 2 hours after that, a minute... The same minute.
Yeah. You're yeah. Like, no, I understood. I understood. The second you said it, I was like, that's not right.
I'm going to now. It was on my list. And yeah. I said it closes on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, let's go this weekend.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go this weekend.
So what's the issue?
Timmy, that was so 5 minutes ago. That was less than 5 minutes ago. I can't remember.
I know. You're very bad with time.
I'm very good with time. What are you talking about?
2 hours?
You have Alzheimer's. What are you talking about?
2 hours ago?
Timmy, I exaggerate. You know I exaggerate.
I know. That's so why I'm bringing it up.
Like, why are you?
That's
like,
why
are you attacking me for exaggerating?
See, you call it attacking, like my anti-gay stance, because you whatever.
So notice how he admitted on fucking microphone that he's
on microphone.
Anti-gay.
Yes, I admitted on microphone
on a recording.
Man, you're so lucky you got that on a hot mic, right?
I do.
Shit.
Well, he said my call anti-gay stance. So you do have an anti-gay stance. That's nice of you to admit.
Yeah, what is this? This is, we probably should have fought before this. If you were in like a sour mood when you got home, like, I think this would have been better.
Why is this bad?
It's not bad. It's just different. I don't think we've ever done an episode where we have not explicitly argued for hours beforehand. Okay?
Don't say hours. Sometimes it's just 5 minutes before the train.
It takes the whole day.
Girl.
That's the thing. It takes the whole day.
What do you think? What do you think that was? When I said finish killing Eve, I said, you have to finish it? Is it a necessity for you? It was an opportunity.
Oh, and that
for
must have been
fight.
The whole thing with the jib.
What jib?
Animal Crossing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you still didn't fight, you know? So I'm just like, I know what's in the sauce. And
where is the sauce?
That magic that happens when we record an episode after
time.
No, I'm going to say attempted homicide. What is it when you like, I guess it's a thought. Is that a thought crime when you think about killing somebody and then you
We're
don't?
Not there yet, fortunately.
We were there the first day of quarantine.
Well, don't sure, lie. That's different. But I mean, like, you know, we're not there yet where it's recorded in terms of thought crime. So let's not even call it a thought crime.
A thought misdemeanor.
Let's not even refer to it as something in any legal stance because it's just thoughts. And while they're still private, I'd like to keep it that way. You know what I mean? We got a couple more months left because we're all gonna die. Nah, 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 nah.
Well, yes, that's the nature of, you know, humans is to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing guaranteed.
Life, carbon-based life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy is like a battering ram and everything. He's like,
he's fine. You know, he's fine.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to order. I think I'm just going to make a chicken salad sandwich.
But you're going to celebrate.
Yeah,
you deserve
just, like,
it.
Not like I want alcohol, actually. Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, congrats. This is coming out after.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Taylor Montague, my wife, for having her premiere at the Black Star Film Festival.
Best goddamn film festival in the United States.
For In Sudden Darkness.
Her debut film.
Yeah, her debut film, which is making the rounds. It was in a rough cut. It was on the streets of New York. There were bootleggers. I saw them bootlegging. I had to shoot a bootlegger for her. So it didn't leak.
That's dope. Yeah. The film is dope. The film is like dope. It really is. It's crazy that
we should definitely go to the T.
Yeah.
Think it was the 21st is when
we should probably just do a special one and just, you know, do it next time she's over.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
We should.
Cool.
Special. I was trying to do the breaking news, like it's going to be a special episode, like just like a well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're out of topics.
I mean, you know, we haven't checked in on like the shit. Remember what was that? It was like 6 years ago when quarantine started and we were talking about how you know, we're gonna update on creative work. Let's do that.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't written shit, but I did submit another cut of that music video, and I'm working on a short film for the filmmaker Nina Young. Going through the syncing and logging process right now, which is going pretty smoothly.
Unlike Tommy's yes. escape attempt.
Cries for help.
Well, I started a biography on Thelonious Monk. And I'm also a part of the...
Started reading one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like right the way you said it.
Oh.
Yeah. You started a biography. Wow, Rory. I didn't even know about that. Shit. Hey, yeah. Good job, man. You're doing good.
I read the first chapter and I haven't read anything else.
Okay.
And then...
So it's not good?
It's good. It's just like I don't have the capacity to read. I want to like read on the subway.
Are you admitting... Something?
What am I admitting? I just admitted that I what?
Is this like the math thing or
what? No, I'm a very good reader. I just
the way you said it, I wasn't
no,
sure.
No, I'm not R. Kelly in the sense that he can't read.
Okay. I was like, what?
I couldn't think of like somebody who's illiterate that we could actually make fun of.
50 Cent?
Yeah, fuck him.
Free Megan Thee Stallion. I didn't say all that. He apologized also. Okay. Not that matters, but
yeah, like this dumbass got shot how many fucking times, and he was like
50 got shot 9 times,
right? And then so he's making fun of Megan who got shot, like fuck you, fuck you.
This is gonna be old by the time this comes out, but that Megan Cardi song.
I'm talking wop wop wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy.
Huh. I love that song so fucking much. It's such a great song. It's
you
not
found,
out yet.
You found the leak or what?
No, I'm preparing for the future. You know.
Yeah. Prepare for the future. You want to be it. And Rory wants to be in a future with good
wet ass pussy.
Yeah. So I'm not finishing that. Well, I will. The book. I just want to read on the subway, but like that just seems like a disaster. Apparently, coronavirus doesn't. It's not as spready as on materials as it is from like cough drops or whatever the fuck. Like if it gets on your surface, it's not that bad, but.
Yeah. I also read that Atlantic article. So a lot of scientists.
Okay. So back to the point, I'm still afraid to read the book in the subway because it just seems kind of icky, sticky. You know, by the time you talk about this Atlantic article, they're going to be like the new way that coronavirus is spreading is people touching shit. So, and then I'm in this book club. We're reading Left of Karl Marx, the biography of Claudia Jones. And I'm struggling reading that because I don't have a physical copy and I hate reading on the phone.
That's pretty terrible.
It is. So like that's a struggle bus. And I have committed a couple of words to the page for the feature script. There's some new words on the page. The only page that exists. What's with that face?
You'll hear it when we play this back. That's why.
What?
The phrasing of that sentence was something with committing to the page. I was like, what the fuck are you saying?
I committed some words to the page.
Mm-hmm.
That's an expression that writers use, right? I don't fucking know.
I'm not a writer, so I don't know.
You have to fake it till you make it, Timmy.
Keep faking it.
That's what the fuck you think I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
I absolutely am.
All right.
Every day.
Well, I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Man.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dream no by energy. Megan Thee Stallion. No energy. And, yeah, I really lost energy. I don't know what happened. And Cardi B.
I'm telling you, we got to be fisticuffs before we do
this.
Well,
you know, some of us had to work.
What were you working on?
I was in an enclosed space with poor ventilation all day.
Mm-hmm.
With people yelling at me for stuff that... stuff that I'm not responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm being told to do things where whoever is above me, I'm seven people who are above me are on this fucking set. And they're just like, we need you to do this. And they all have seven different opinions on what needs to be done. You know, like, we need to shoot on this surface. Okay. There's seven different surfaces that I need to get, but we're only shooting on one of them. And they haven't decided amongst themselves, which is the one that they want to shoot. And I'm not going to, it's like fucking marble tile, like actual marble tile. I'm not fucking moving that until you decide. And so I'm sorry if I'm slowing down production, but like, I'm not going to move this heavy ass thing. And then you decide 2 minutes later, oh, we don't like it. So decide.
So like every other day.
Oh yeah. I almost walked out today. I almost walked out yesterday. I feel like by the end of the week, it'll be a miracle if I'm still employed there.
Or if you don't catch a fucking assault case.
Who?
An assault case.
Oh, I'm very not that.
I'm still waiting for the day where you kick somebody right in the chest. Like,
I was actually just thinking about that. How I'm like this nasty, nasty person sat next to me on the subway, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And like, it's not, there's no point in like moving around, because like, what am I, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna be in like eight different people's faces, you know? I'm like, whatever. So this nasty, nasty person, and I was like, I'm going to like assault you. And then I was like, actually no, I'm actually very calm. I'm very slow to anger. And I think I've trained myself to be that way, because if I actually physically touched somebody, they would be eviscerated.
Well, that's the episode. Thanks for tuning in. You know where to catch us on the socials. It's Zebra11 and it's Zebra. Rory's at
Rem Blues and Rem_Blues.
Cool. We'll catch you next time.